Hey, geniuses, what mistakes do business owners make when they're starting a business? Now, I get this question so much. And while I could, and I do, go down this extensive list of mistakes, the number one mistake is not consulting with an attorney prior to launching or prior to implementing new policies in your businesses or making decisions. Welcome to episode 104 of the Own Your Genius podcast. I'm your host, LaKonya Murray. Now listen, I understand that people have questions about choosing the right attorney. That's why in today's episode, we're giving you 5 things to consider when choosing an attorney. Not 1, not 2, 3, or even 4, but 5 things to consider. And heads up, the online aesthetics is not on the list. We have a great podcast for you today, and we're going to get started right after a quick message from our sponsor, Off the Mark. So yes, you'll be hearing my lovely voice again. Off the Mark's clients leverage their education and experience to generate wealth by developing intellectual property. Their execution varies, but their method is simple. Use their education and experience to develop a signature program. Their execution varies, but their method is simple and takes about 3 steps. 1, use their education and experience to develop a signature program. 2, create a unique brand to market the program. And 3, develop derivatives of the program to stay innovative. Now, during this innovative cycle, these professionals require experienced legal representation that can not only provide competent services, but also explain the law in a manner that's relevant and relatable so that they can make informed decisions. Off the Mark meets this demand by providing ongoing legal support that helps our clients identify, protect, enforce, and maintain their intellectual property. To learn more about our ongoing legal support services, visit getoffthemark.com. We'll leave a link in the show notes. Hey, 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 geniuses. So let's get into today's episode of the Own Your Genius podcast. Today, we're discussing vetting attorneys. But I'm going to say this, before you can vet others, before you can say, hey, this is what I'm looking for in an attorney, you need to be very clear about what it is you want out of this working relationship and what you're willing to put into it. I feel like it's somewhat when you're dating someone, you know, if you're dating without intention, without knowing what you're doing, you might find yourself in relationships that aren't in your best interest. And I feel like that's the same way. That's the same way here, right? So be very clear before you start looking for an attorney, what's important to you. And what do I mean by what's important to you? If it's important that when you're looking for an attorney that they are available in a certain amount of time, you know, you think, okay, maybe for you, your expectations is I want an attorney that when I email them, they email me right back. Or when I call the office, I expect to speak directly to the attorney, not to the assistant. Or I don't want to have to schedule an appointment, things of that nature. Like, what's important to you? Is experience important to you? Do they need to have so many years of experience in this? Like, just be clear on what it is that you want and what you're looking for. And speaking of experience, that is the first thing on the list. And I don't know if this list really has a particular order, like this is the first thing you need to look for, and then this, and then that. I just think this is overall 5 considerations when you're looking to hire your next attorney. And you can rank them according to your needs on which one's the most important. But I'm going to start with experience. How much experience does this attorney have? And not only how much experience do they have overall, but how much experience do they have with this particular issue that you're having? Because there are attorneys that have been licensed, you know, 20, 30 years, but they're transitioning into a new area of law. So I know attorneys that have been practicing that long, but they've only been doing trademark law for 6 months. So one of the things that you want to look for is that the attorney that you're looking to hire has experience with the issue that you're having. We talk about experience, and this is just really a side note. You also want to make sure that the attorney is actually licensed, not that they just graduated law school, but they have passed the bar and they are licensed to practice where you are. Now, certain practice areas are federal, but these are questions that you ask when you're vetting your attorney. How long have you been practicing? How long have you been practicing this particular area of law? Are you licensed to help me? I'm in this state. Are you able to help me? So what is their experience? How much experience do they have? That's one of the things that I would say you should consider when hiring an attorney. the reason that it's important is because this, especially in business, a lot of times people say, oh, well, that's an attorney, so they should know all the things. And some attorneys do practice general law, but I am of the mindset that, because from experience, like the law encompasses so much. And in order to be good at something, you need to be able to hone that in. People don't think, they say, oh, well, you're a business attorney. You can help me with my taxes. You can help me with my intellectual property. You can help me with my contracts. You can help me with my employees. You can help me start my franchise. You can help me sell my business. And there are some attorneys who can help you do multiple things, but they might not be able to help you do all of the things that you need in business. So that's why that experience part matters, because I have people come to me all the time. They're like, oh, great. You're an attorney. Can you help me with this, you know, estate planning? Can you help me with what's something that I've gotten that we really don't do? We don't work in mergers and acquisition, the selling and buying of businesses. We don't do that. But there are attorneys that specialize in that area. So that's why the experience question is very important, especially as it relates to business, because one mistake can affect not just your livelihood, but livelihoods down the line, generation to generation. The second thing that you want to consider, and I don't believe that many people consider this when they're vetting attorneys, the process. You want to be clear on what that attorney's process is. And that's everything from how they expect to get information from you and how you expect to get information from them. Even before you hire them, what is their process for speaking with them? Do they have a consultation, or can you just email them or and text them? Like, do you have to schedule a consultation? Will you speak with that attorney on non-essential items or matters? What will be your role as far as input is concerned? What kind of say will the attorney give you in how the matter is resolved? Those type of things. You want to know what their process is. How long is this going to take? So I'm hiring you for trademark purposes. What's that process look like? It looks like intake. It looks like clearance search. It looks like application for your review. Then it looks like being updated monthly via email while the application is being processed. You want to know upfront what that process is. The third consideration is communication. And communication is huge. That is the number one problem that clients have with attorneys is communication. So if you have this conversation up front, if you make this inquiry up front regarding communication, that way your expectations will be set. When it comes to communication, you want to know who you're going to be speaking with. You want to know how often you can expect to be updated on your matter, especially when it comes to things like trademarks and copyrights, where after we file it, there's a waiting period. In that waiting period, you know, some attorneys are like, okay, I'll let you know that we filed it and that this waiting period should be about 6 to 7 months, and we'll let you know next time we hear something. And so the attorney is telling you up front that don't expect to hear from us within this waiting period. Everything is good until you hear from us. Is that okay with you? Or are you more of the mindset of, I know you said it's going to be 8 months, but I just want to hear from you because I want to make sure you didn't forget me. So you want to know what their communication style is and how do they communicate? They want you to communicate via email, telephone, text, client portal. Those things are important, especially depending on what your skill set is. If you're not really computer savvy, you're not going to want to work with an attorney who is virtual and does everything online, because their expectation is for you to be able to sign documents from your computer, your iPad, or your telephone, to read and respond to emails and things of that nature. So that communication piece and just being really clear on what the expectation is of how often and when and who you're going to be communicating with is really important. The fourth consideration, personality. Do you click? Do you mesh? Does your attorney make you feel inferior, or do they make you feel like you got this, or do they give you confidence in not only them and the services they're providing for you, but also you and what you're doing? That's really important. It's really important that you have a good relationship and you mesh with the attorney that you're working with, because you have to go back to number three. You have to communicate. And if you don't feel good with this person, they don't make you feel like a person, like you're valued, or if you're just like, they do good work. There's no denying that. They're really great at what they're doing, but I just really don't feel comfortable with this person. Then more than likely, you're not going to be as open to communicating with that person versus if your personalities mesh. So I believe that's a good thing. And there's different ways to determine personality. One is actually scheduling the consultation, but also, especially nowadays, you can go online. You can go online and get a feel for their person. Like, how do they show up online? How do they show up in their content? How do they speak? How do they present themselves? Is it something that is aligned with what you're looking for out of an attorney-client relationship? Keep that in mind. And when I say you can vet their personality online, do that. Don't use their online persona and get food in into thinking that, oh, because they showed up one way online, now I don't have to vet them and ask them about their experience or their process or their communication, because I just love how they show up online. Oh my gosh, that person is so funny. Oh my gosh, that person keeps it real, which is great. But that's just part of the process. That's not all of the things, because I remember a few years ago where there was a young lady that showed up online and she showed up well, but she was not an attorney and she was putting herself out there to be a licensed attorney, but that's not what she was. And so no matter how well someone presents online, you still have to vet them. And vetting can come from you scheduling a consultation. But if you like, before I pay for this consultation, because part of many attorneys' process is a paid consultation, because I will just keep it real behind the scenes from an attorney. A lot of us feel like if you won't make the investment, the initial investment for the consultation to get our legal advice, this is not just us telling you about what services we offer, but you want to speak to the attorney directly for specific information concerning your business. If you won't pay that minimum fee for that, then when it comes time to hire us, you won't pay that fee either. And we can spend all day long giving out free advice with nothing to show for it. So from the client standpoint, like before you even make that initial investment, you want to know, is this somebody that you even want to vet? And online is a good way to determine that personality, but also referrals. Referrals are a great way because that tells you two things. One, it can go to the experience because this person has worked with them and they had a good relationship experience, so that we can tell you that, hey, this person may know what they're doing. You still need to vet and know if they can help you with your specific situation, because they do vary. But those are two ways that you can at least determine whether or not you want to make that initial. And also their website. I believe that when it comes to vetting someone, when it comes to determining whether or not you should work with someone and invest your money, you should definitely check their online presence as far as like website and Google My Business, just to see what other people are saying about them. I do it. I don't care if I'm spending $10,000 or if I'm spending $20 for some gadget that I need. I'm going to check the reviews. I want to see if this thing is worth it or if I can expect for it to let me down in a few weeks. So definitely do that. And that's all. And those reviews can give you insight on the personality as well. It can give you insight on the experience and sometimes even the process if the person reviewing mentions it. The fifth thing that I would say that you will need to consider when you're vetting your next attorney is their knowledge. So we talked about experience and we want to know if they're licensed. We want to know how long they've been licensed. We want to know if they can practice in your state. But with this knowledge, we want to know if this attorney who's been licensed for 20, 30 years can help you with your specific issue. Because when it comes to the law, it covers a lot. And just because someone has 20 years experience in civil litigation does not mean that they have experience in working with the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board if you get a cancellation notice or an opposition to your trademark. There are some civil litigation things, but they might not be familiar with how that board works. They might not be familiar with intellectual property. So those are things that you want to know. Just because you hire an intellectual property attorney does not mean that that attorney has the knowledge to help you with mergers and acquisitions if you decide that you want to buy or sell a business. That's what we mean by knowledge, is recognizing that it is not buy one, fit one when it comes to attorneys, especially when it comes to attorneys for your business. Just because you're in a business and this attorney can help you with one part of your business doesn't mean they can help you with all of the different areas in your business. Because when you think about it, your business is going to have, you know, intellectual property, it's going to have contracts, it's going to have employee work, you're going to have maybe franchise, you have, again, mergers and acquisitions, you have so many different areas of law just as relates to your business that you want to make sure that the person that you're working with is competent and knows how to handle those matters. Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with three people and have them meet you there.